Okay, let's start our discussion of Tehillim Perek Lamed Gimel, a perek that we're all familiar with from Shabbos morning and Yom Tov morning, Ra'anenu Tzadikim Vashem. As the perek says, David HaMelech is addressing the Tzadikim, sing out to Hashem. This perek is all about Bitachon, all about how Hashem runs the world, and Hashem creates the world every second, and Hashem is in charge, and don't trust in men, only trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very upbeat perek. Unlike many other prakim here in Tehillim. But again, many of these psukim are yesodos of life. And many are famous. Let's get right into it. Ranu tzadikim Hashem la yisharim navatila. Ranu tzadikim, sing out. Tzadikim should sing out. You have the proper perspective. You're a tzadik. La yisharim navatila. To the yisharim, it's appropriate, it's fitting to sing to Hashem. Hodu l'Hashem bechinar. Hodu l'Hashem, call out and thank Hashem bechinar. With a harp, benevel asor, with another instrument that has 10 strings, zamrulo. Sing out to him with harp and with song. It's interesting, if you look in the tour discusses in Hilcha Shabbos that we add in mizmorim on Shabbos. So the tour quotes that we add in mizmorim on Shabbos. The tour says in Reish Pei Aleph, noagim likros mizmorim l'kavet Shabbos, kagon. Hashamayim Misaprim, right, that's Lamatseach, Hashamayim Misaprim, Halal Hagadol, that's the Kilom Chasto Perak, Hodu Lashem Bechinor, which is the second Pasuk in our Perak. Why doesn't the Torah, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, and why doesn't, they asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, why doesn't the Torah call it Ranu Tzadikim Hashem? He says, Hashamayim Misaprim, okay, that starts off with Lamatseach Mizol David, but the Hashamayim, the Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, why does he go with the second Pasuk here? So he suggests, well, maybe really this, the first pasuk really belongs with the end of the previous, right? We say previous parak says, Simchu Bashem Vagilu Tzadikim Arninu Ranu Tzadikim, sounds like that. Or he suggests, in Emes Liakov here on Tehillim, he says, really the Mizmar of Halal Hagadol was said, let's say, right beforehand. Right, in some Minhagim, right? Halu Hashem Kilam Chaso Kilam Chaso. So the whole Tzibur says Kilam Chasto. So the first pasuk that the Chazan says after the Tzibur says Kinam Chasto is Ranu Tzadikim Hashem La'Yavar Hashem Navatzila, and then the Tzibur responds Hodu L'Hashem Bechinar. So maybe that's where it comes from, that it was all said in a responsive way. That's Rabbi Yaakov's suggestion. Shiru Lo Shir Chadash. Let's sing a Shir Chadash. Right, David HaMelech is talking to the Tzadikim. Sing a Shir Chadash Etivu Nagim Bisru. Again, sing on the Nagim. The Gemara and Rashi in Arachin pick up on the fact that most of the time it says shir in a nekeva, shira. Shira chadasha. Shira, and here it says shir chadash. That's unusual. So the Rashi in Arachin, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, quotes the Mechilta that says, Meol is to allude to us about the shir that's going to occur in the future. And that is, by a nekeva, nekeva has birth, is all about birth, so she's going to have birth of more of situations, birth of more tsaras. But when we have a shir chadash, that means it's a male, there's no more situations that we're going to have to like sing that we were saved from. Kishem shenekeva zu yoled es kach teshuos halalu sofan leilei tsaras. Aval shir shel olam haba lashen zachar she'eino yoled. There are no more tsaras after that, and that's what we're singing towards, the shir chadash of the future. Ki yashar dvar Hashem v'chol ma'aseu be'munah. Because all of Dvar Hashem are Yashar, as Yashras are straight. V'chol ma'aseh, when all those actions are be'emunah, in loyalty, so to speak, ne'emanut, and straightness. The Radak says, this is all a hemshech of the previous. Sing out tzadikim, sing out to Hashem, because you realize that no matter what happens in life, ki Yashar Dvar Hashem. Everything in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yashar. And the Radak says, v'im yovoi mikra ra, ufega, yishabchu lakel, v'yodu tzidko v'yashar, even if something negative happens, you'll praise Hashem, v'yakiru ki l'tovatamhu. And they'll recognize that it's for their good, u'masha osa hakel be'emuna hu oseh. And what Hashem does for their good, He does. U'kashi yakiru kol zeh, yishabchu b'simcho v'tov leva, because you realize everything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is positive, right? That's the tzlach. The tzlach has that important pshat in Psachim Daf Nun, where the Gemara says, Olam Hazeh is not like Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, we say, Ahatova Ametiv on Besaros Tovos and Dina Emes on Besaros Ros. But in the future, it'll be all Hatov Vahametiv. So says the tzlach, quotes from Rebbe Ephraim Reicher, from Broidy, Pirush HaMamar Hazeh. Shadik dik mamash omar, lo ka olam hazeh olam haba. Hare be'esik bracha ein hefresh. regarding, I don't understand, regarding the bracha, there's no hefresh. On tovos, you're still going to say, hatova meitiv. So there's just going to be all tovos. No, the chiddush is that we're going to look back. Va'afilu ha'pr'anis sheba'a la'adam eino ra'a, aval tova la'zakech oto, u'la'achriya yitzahara, u'la'tar ha'neshama, she'yizakech l'olam shekulo tov, ela sha'adam ba'olam hazeh eino meivin ha'davar li'ishu ro, v'nidme be'einav kilu hu ra'a. B'lasil lavo, odcha Hashem, odcha ki anaftabi. I'm going to thank Hashem that he angered, that it looks like anger. Ulom haba kulo hatova meitiv pirish sheyira lemafreya. Shekulo hayamidas tova v'haylo l'varech ha'akol tova meitiv. We should have said tova meitiv on everything. We don't. Because Hashem doesn't demand that of us or expect that of us because we are human and we have a certain outlook. But if we were real tzaddikim and yesharim, we would be able to say, as the Radak here explains, yashar dvar Hashem v'chol ma'aseh b'emunah. We continue. Oh, tztaka u'mishpat, chesed Hashem al ha'aretz. This pasuk has three midos of Hashem. Tztaka, mishpat, chesed. Says the Radak, again, sometimes he does tztaka, sometimes he does mishpat, but it's always out of chesed. That's the overriding midah. That's the overriding midah, and the chesed is everything that we're about to quote in the psukim. How Hashem created the world for us. Bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu. With the word of Hashem, right? Ma'amaros. That's our ma'amaros. Hashem spoke, Kaviyachol, and the world, the Shemayim, was created. Uvuruch piv kol tzva'am, and all of the planets and everything in the world. Kones ke'nayin mehayam. And the world, as we know, was covered with water. Hashem roared, and yikavo hamayim, and the water went back to be able to allow human beings to live, right? If Hashem hadn't done that, as the Radakir says, the whole world would have been fish. That's it. That wouldn't have been such an exciting world. I mean, maybe it would have been, but not for us. No sein ba'ot saros tahomos. Right? He has the depths of our treasures, right? And that's why, because Hashem created the whole world, and this is out of chesed, yiru mi Hashem kol haaretz, then the whole world should be in awe of him, mimeni yaguru kol yoshvei tevel, because really, it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every moment, and the vulnerability of man is reflected in this mizmar, right? It's like Hashem did this, Hashem did that, so yiru mi Hashem, right? You have to recognize that it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happens? I mean, that Gemara, that story in Baba Basra that we that I like to quote, the Gemara Baba Basra, Ayin Gimel Amabez, in the Rabbi Rabbi Chana stories, that he was going on a boat once with his chevra, Zimna Chada v'Kazlina Besvinta v'Chazina who covered the Asfalei Achalsa Agabe. They saw that it would look like an island. It had some sand on it, and they got off Savrinan Yabeshtahi v'Salkinan v'Afinan u'Bashlinan Agabe. We started cooking and putting a barbecue v'Chamkad Gabe, but you know when it started getting hot, the whole island turned over, because I didn't translate before. Kavra means a fish, right? Some type of marine animal. And it turned over when it got havi, lat havi, mikarva, svinta havi, tavina. We would have drowned had our boat not been close. What's the message? The life is vulnerable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish b'chol yom tamid. Bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu. Not just once, every second. Every second, shamayim na'asu. The Rav Zevin says in Latorah v'Lamoadim, in his first piece on Emor, that there are different types of amiros. There's an amira that itself confirms and creates something. Most amiras are not that. There's an amira that's then fulfilled, and there's an amira that's unfulfilled. Right? There's three types of amiras. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an amira that creates, that's this amira, and then bidvar Hashem shamayim na'asu, and then there's an amira that he promises to the avos, and it's fulfilled. Man has all the types of amiras, but even the first one. Says the Rav Zevin, Yesh mikol makom af ba'adam me'ein amiraso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheha'amira atzma po'eles. Ha'amira shel divrei Torah. Etzem ha'limud po'eles kedusha v'noheges tahara. Chayim heim lemotz ehem. V'kosh al amira zuni tamika lakonim sif sekon yishbu das. Again, that's the amiras. Rav Soloveitchik in Yemezi Karon has a fascinating, amazing ha'ara. Right, he talks about the power of speech that we know was given to man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the power of Amira to create, and he gave that to man. Right, Veruach Mamalala, we are a talking spirit. But Rav Soloveitchik says in Yemei Zikaron, page 131, 132, isn't it interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest leader of our time, of our history, was a Kfar Peh. Bilam HaRasha was known as an amazing orator, and that's why he was hired by Balak. And you look what they did. B'tara mituar Moshe Rabbeinu hamanig agadol biyoser shalom Yisrael va'adon anavim kikfa peh. V'lechad arasham agadolam biyoser hu bilam mituar ba'al kabal peh mafik margolius. Balak ta'as gadol v'nechshal. Moshe was a kfa peh, says Rav Soloveitchik. Okay, there's a medrash about the coals. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you know what kfa peh means? he couldn't properly express everything that he felt inside. He had the most intense connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it couldn't even be put into words. So, like, that's what it means, kfad peh. Shekoach ha-machshava shelo haya amok midai, michdei sheyuchal lehisbatei al yedei milim. Shum mishpat shel dibur. It would be impossible to describe Moshe's connection. Shum mishpat shel dibur, lo yachol haya laseis bitui ne'eman lahashkafasa. He couldn't. Nivuaso shel Moshe aisa na'ale amuka va'atsuma, ad shalashon enosh lo haisa misugelis lahachilo labia. Bilam was ishachar lagamre. He was kulo chitzonius. He didn't think before he spoke. Huklal lo chashav lo hirgish kefi sheishiyut gedola be'emet mechayeves into a tivit lahargish. He couldn't, and therefore he's described as a kfad pep. He's described as a noem. But look how they turned out. Okay, so we continue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world, and therefore we should be in awe. Ki hu amar vayehi hu tziva vayamod. Hashem said, and it was. Hu tziva vayamod. He said, and it was. That was the creation. Hu tziva vayamod, and it continues. It continues to be created. That's what this pasuk is a reference to. We say it every morning also. This is one of the Yisodos Emuna. To believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and that he continues to will the world to exist. Right? The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Yisodei Yisodos Amud HaChachamos. Leida Sheyesham Matsui Rishon V'hu Mamsi Kol HaNimsa. He is Mamsi Kol HaNimsa every second. Every second. He continues to will it. To will it. And knowing this is a mitzvah zaseh, says the Rambam, cholamal adaito, that there isn't this reality is violating. Right? And then so the Rambam continues and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a body. But we know and we believe this. That's the hu amar vayehi hu tziva vayamod. Good. Other, I once saw a pshat also, I forgot from who, maybe from the Kloisenberger Rebbe. Vayehi is a lashon of atzvas always. Vayehi bimei achashverosh, vayehi bimei, vayehi rav ba'aretz. So who amar vayehi? Hashem said vayehi, there'll be the tzara, but hu tziva vayamod. He told us to get up from it. He commanded us to get up and not just, wallow in the tzara. He commanded us to get through it, and he gave us the koach to get through it. Continues the pasuk. Hashem hefir atzas goyim heini machshvos amin. Now we get into the Yeshua part of the Mizmar. Hashem gets rid of and annuls the advice, the plans of the goyim heini machshvos amin. We don't even know, as we mentioned before, we don't even know exactly what they're planning. Atzas Hashem laolam ta'amot. His atzah. You try to outsmart. You try to get it right. Doesn't work. Machshvos libo l'dar v'dar. Right. You can't outsmart. Even Shlomo HaMelech. Right, even Shlomo HaMelech tried to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it didn't work. Remember that story with Shlomo HaMelech once saw the Malach HaMaves, and the Malach HaMaves was very sad. And he asked him, why are you so sad? He said, because I need to get rid of this. Nun Gimel Amid Aleph in Mesechah Sukkah, right? Because I have to get so-and-so and so-and-so, and I can't figure out how to get them. So what did Shlomo do? He called the King Shade, and he brought him out, and he sent him to the other side of the world. Shadrinu L'mechuzet Deluz. Right when they got to the doorway of that city, they died. Lamacha, the next day, Chazi Malach HaMavis, Davi Kabadach. The next day, Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMavis laughing. He says, why are you laughing? He says, well, I wasn't allowed to take them until they were outside the city of Luz. I couldn't figure out a way to get there. Thank you very much. Ba'asar, Amalei Ba'asar, Deboi Minoi, Taman Shadiridinu. Yad Pasach Shlomo V'yamar, and Shlomo HaMelech says, Raglowi devar inish inun arvin bay, the legs of a person are his guarantor, la asar demisbi taman movilin yase. To the place that he has to go, he's gonna go. And that's the Gemara, and that's what this pasuk reflects. Asas Hashem la olam tamod, makshavos libo davadar. Ashrei hagoy asher Hashem alokav, praised is the nation that Hashem is their God, ha'amash bachar lanach lo. This pasuk might be a double, that we chose him and he chose us. Ashrei Hagoy, praises the nation that chose Hashem, Asher Hashem Elokav, we chose Hashem as our God, Ha'am, the nation, Bachar L'Nachlo, he chose as an Achla for him. So this is the double connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, like the Gemara, we are Anu Mamirecha V'Ata Ma'amireinu, Hashem chose us, right, through our forefathers. Mishamayim Hibid Hashem, Ra es Kol B'nei Ha'adam. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees from Shamayim, he sees all B'nei Adam, Mimchon shifto hishgiach al kol yoshvei haaretz. And he's mashgiach. Again, another one of the yisodos ha'emunah. Hashem didn't just create the world, but he is involved, and he is mashgiach on the world, and he cares about the world. Hayotzer yachal libam, ha'mevin al kol ma'aseihem. He understands all of their actions, right? This is another of the yisodos ha'emunah. The Rambam, right? The Ani Mamins, right? The Ani Mamin number 10 is the belief in Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Hu yisala yodea ma'aseihem shel b'nei adam, ve'eino ma'alim eino mehem. Lo kedas mi sha'amar azav Hashem es ha'aretz. Not like the phrase in Yechezkel, Hashem left. El kamosh ne'amar, gedol ho'etza v'ravo al iliya, asher enecha bekuchos al kol darchei b'nei adam. Right, Hashem is looking at all darchei b'nei adam, that's in Yirmiyahu. But the Rambam could have quoted this pasuk. He could have quoted this, these psukim. V'amar v'yar Hashem ki rabba ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz. Right, Hashem then embraces za'ak astom amar ki rabba, zil mora al yisod ha'asiri. All the Hashem is not only knows, but he cares about. And then Yud Aleph is Schar V'Onesh. No saying Schar L'Misha Oseh Mitzvah Satorah, the Ya'anish L'Misha Over Azharoseha. Right? And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. V'amikra Amora Yisod Azeh K'moshe Ne'emar, Im Tisach HaTasam. Moshe Rabbeinu Davins in Kisisa, V'im Ayim Echinim Yisifrecha. Right? Wipe me out, erase me. Hashem says, Asher Chateli Emchenem Yisifri. Only those that sinned. Only those that sinned. So you see, those that sinned are going to get punished. This is the Yisod, right? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin quotes this pasuk relating to Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah. Right? The Gemara there said, the Mishnah there says, Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, Bar Ba Prakim Olam Nidon, the Pesach Alatua, Bar Bateras Al Perisi Ilan, Bar Rosh Hashanah, Kol Ba'e Olam Ovrin Lefanav Kedvei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all of us go in front of Hashem, like B'nai Maron, three pshatim in the Gemara, what B'nai Maron are, Shene'emar, Hayotu Yahalibam, Hamevin El Kol Ma'aseihem. Hashem created our hearts, and He understands. Hamevin El Kol Ma'aseihem, that's this pasuk. This Hashkacha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved in every part of our lives. Ein HaMelech, and now we go to a next section. David HaMelech says, Ein HaMelech Moshe Brev Choyol. And people, the Melech is not going to be saved by his physical brute. Gibor Lo Yinasa Barav Koach. Right? After all, the Radak reminds us of what happened to Sancheriv. As long as Sancheriv was acting like a kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to punish the Jews, then fine. Right? That's called Mancha Ratzah HaKel Bo Nitzeah Kol Amim V'Kavash Kol HaRatzos V'Kel Karo Shevet Apiu Matez Ami. But the second that he was Mitga'eh, what happened? 180,000 soldiers, the night, one night, they all didn't wake up. And then he went back and he himself was assassinated, his own kids, back in his base of Avodah Zarah. So, Gibor lo yinatzal barav koach, says the Radak. Sheker asus l'shuwa b'rif chiloloi malet. Right, the horse. You think you're going to be saved by the horse? No, that's not going to bring you strength. Again, we have to do ishtablus, but it's not the horse. Hine'ein Hashem el yireyav l'myachlum l'chasto. Hashem has his eye to those who fear him. L'myachlum l'chasto, to those who hope for and seek his chesed. L'hatim yimavus nafsham u'l'chayosam barav. Hashem is the one that saves from death and from hunger. Nafshenu chiksa l'Hashem. Azreinu magneinuhu, Ezreinu magneinuhu. Our soul yearns and pines for Hashem. Ezreinu, He is our salvation and our protector. Some of Farshim say, the Kavotei Shel Harav quotes this, that the more bitachon we have, the more Yeshua we're zochet to. Right? Nafshinu chiksel Hashem, the more we're plugged into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll be zochet to Ezreinu u'magneinuhu, like the Arachayim HaKadosh writes in Bishalach. Right? There are some places that even tefillah can reach, but emunah can reach. And that's what he says by Daber Ben Yisrael Yiso. Ma Titzak Eloi. Don't daven. Daber Ben Yisrael. Act based on your emuna, and that will bring the Yeshua. So that's this, merumas in this pasuk, right? It's the, Kamotei Shel Harav that quotes this from, Achronim, from the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, in one of the drashas. Yeah, from the Aruch HaShulchan in the drasha. Bizchus HaBitachon Adam Zochel Yeshua. Im Nafshenu Chiksel Hashem. Oz Ezreinu Umaginenu Hu. Chuas Hashem Ba Berega. We have to do our best, b'derech hateva, but then know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's saving us. Kivo yismach libeinu, ki v'shem kadosh v'atachnu. Our heart is going to be happy. In our shem kadosh, we have b'tachnu Hashem. Last pasuk, yichasacha Hashem aleinu. Your chesed should be upon us, kasher yichanu lach, that we hoped for you. So I saw the Rinas Yisra connects this to a thought in the Nefesh HaChaim and elsewhere. Nefesh HaChaim quotes a yesod, which often we don't think about, and that is, much of our davening should be about being marbek vod shamayim ba'olam. That's what Kaddish is. Thinking about this recently, I've been saying Kaddish for my mother and then my father. Kaddish has nothing to do with parents, right? It has to do with the tefillah, Yiskadov, Yiskada, Shemei, Rabba, right? We should, Hashem's name should be great. That's what, that's should be a focus of our tefillah. Kein roi ma'od, says the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis Perakid Aleph. Kein roi ma'od la'adam hayashar, lasum kol kavanaso, vitar machshavaso, bitilaso, rak lahosif teis koach ba'olamos hakadoshim. Ve'inena ros benusach tefillas Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, shemesuda meirosh vatzofa, rak al kfod malchusa yisbarak shemo. Shetis'ala kibatchila kodem chet adam rishon. We should yearn for everybody to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he suggests, Yichatz Hashem alein Hashem, you'll show us chesed, kasher yichan alach, as much as we were miyachal for you. When we focused on you, so that was the ultimate, how we're supposed to, the ultimate level of davening. So again, Nefesh HaChaim says, all our davening, I would say at least a little bit should be focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that takes us through Lamed Gimel, which is the parak we say every Shabbos and Yom Tov.